Since its birth back in 2010, literary phenomenon Women of Letters has been bringing the art of letter writing and celebrating the power of the pen all around the globe. As part of Antidote next weekend at the Sydney Opera House, musician and writer Angie Hart will co-curate an evening of letters alongside Women of Letters founder Marie Carty and some very special guests. Angie joins us now. Good morning, Angie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, for people who've never been to a Women of Letters event, what is it and how does it all work?
We call it a literary event, but, you know, it's all sorts of things. It's really about writing letters and they come in all shapes and forms. So sometimes people sing a song or dance their letter even. You just never know. But it's an event where people come and we pick a theme. We have normally a handful, around about five or six women, and they write a letter to the theme and read it out loud.
Mm. And, you know, in a world of quick texts and messages, what is it about letter writing that is so, it's kind of beautiful and poignant in a way?
Yeah. Well, there are many things. I think writing by hand, and a lot of people bring their laptops and read their letters off their phones. They can do whatever they like. But the format of writing a letter, it's like a piece of string, and you often don't edit a letter because you just write it on paper and you start at the beginning and it's one thought and you don't even know where it's going to end up, and it's a little time capsule of what was happening for you at that time.
So for you, do you prefer to handwrite or is it typed on the computer? What do you prefer?
If I'm writing letters, I prefer to handwrite. But I must say, if I'm writing a letter for Women of Letters, I do edit.
No scribbling. So, yeah, this isn't your first rodeo at Women of Letters. You've written a couple before. So To the Thing I Dream Of and A Letter to the Night, they're quite melodic. So how different is it for you to songwriting?
I've written a few of these letters, and those two that you mentioned, they came out a lot like songs. So there was something about the subject matter that they kind of were like these long-form poems almost. And I've written a couple of other letters for Women of Letters that were incredibly, I guess, they were like memoirs. So they were not like songs at all, and they were definitely diaristic, I guess you would say. So it depends. Depends what you're writing about.
Mm. And what is the theme at this year's Antidote?
It is A Letter to the Time I Was Brave.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's an interesting topic. Have you started writing your letter yet?
I will be hosting the event. So I get to step aside. And I actually, when I'm hosting outside of Melbourne, I like to read a little bit of the letter tonight. It's a letter to the night I'd rather forget. So I often begin with that. But we have some wonderful guests, Tasma Walton and Sarah Blasco and Jean Kitson and Amal Awad and Santila Chingaipe, who are going to be writing letters to the time they were brave.
And what kind of stories do you anticipate to come out of that? I mean, it's quite a broad but very powerful topic.
Yeah, we chose the theme kind of dancing around the idea of the Antidote Festival, which is celebrating thinkers and doers and people that have spearheaded change in a time of uncertainty. So we wanted to maybe spark the readers to think about something that they'd done in their life that was either a change in their own personal lives or something that changed a lot of people's lives. So we're hoping that that's where they're going to head with these letters.
Yeah, I mean, the people, your lineup, as you mentioned, Sarah Blasco, Tasma Walton, Jean Kitson, Amal Awad, Santila Chingaipe, they're quite incredible women who have done amazing things with their career as well as changed the world in some way. Is it going to be quite a, I don't know, powerful in that sense as well as talk about the experience as well as what they hope for the future, especially with the way the world politics is going?
Yeah, it's funny the way these letters go. You invite these women that have done international, amazingly moving things, and they might write about the time that they lost their dog or, you know, a time that their school friend lied to them. And there's actually something quite powerful in that because there's a drawing in and there's the honesty to these letters. And you see someone that you've seen do so many other public and powerful and broad stroked things, and they bring it down to this personal, and it's a really great experience to see whatever it is that people choose to bring.
Mm. What's the story that you've been most surprised, or a letter I should say you've been most surprised by when they've just come out and said, yeah, I lost my dog. It was very traumatizing.
I wouldn't say I'm ever surprised. I'm often incredibly moved. And I think that people, no matter what the theme is, people are often very brave in their letters. And I had a lot of people write about very personal losses and personal shames and things that we all go through that we're afraid to talk about, things like failing at breastfeeding or having a hysterectomy or finally coming out of the closet, or, you know, when you're in a society where that seems to be an easy thing to do and it's not. Mm. And just people's personal accounts of things that happen to every one of us, and hearing their side of it, it's always really brave. And we have a Q&A at the end, and after somebody has talked about something that's so personal to them, the questions that come in from the audience are thick and fast because everyone can relate.
Mm. I mean, with an all-female lineup, it generally does skew to a female audience. So what have the men, how have men reacted to Women of Letters over the years?
We do have a Men of Letters and we do have a People of Letters. So we do get to hear their stories also. And I find with the Men of Letters, over time, I have found them to be more and more forthcoming and more, it's a safe place for everybody. So when they come and read their letters, I find people are more generous as they get to know what Women of Letters and our broader events are about. And they come and they really bring their A game.
So to say, does it really break down barriers? Do you think just the simple art of letter writing?
I think so. I think everyone's keen to do it. You think people wouldn't want to get up and talk about this stuff, but I think everyone would like to talk about things that have been either bothering them or have been a big achievement in their life that no one knows about them, or things that would feel better if they just went ahead and said it. And they're actually itching to do this, and you just need to give them the right theme and they might come out with it.
Mm. How different is it to, say, write it on a blog or, you know, on a social media post, and then as opposed to actually reading it out in front of a live audience?
One of the big differences is that we never record these events, and so people are not allowed to podcast them or record them on their phones, and whatever is read at the event stays at the event. And so you don't get this, you don't go home the next day and find out that it's blown up on the internet and everyone's got an opinion about your letter. It's your own launch, and it stays that way, and it feels the way that it felt for you when you read it.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, Angie, can't wait to hear all the letters that are going to come out next week at Antidote. But thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Thank you.